George here.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from
Welcome.
Dusk till dawn.
Everybody, thanks for joining us today on June 28th, 2016, for this installment of the Trump Phenomenon here on a Tuesday. We're live. We're always live. And thank you for being part of the show. Our call-in number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. You can call in now. I'll go to your calls as soon as they start coming in. 800-313-9443. And of course, if you don't have a chance to write numbers down and so on, all this information is available at the website of our host network, Republic Broadcasting Network, at republicbroadcasting.org. With us already in the show is our astute analyst from Maryland, George. George, thanks for being here today.
It's good to be here, James.
Well, another good day in the progress of the Trump phenomenon, a great column from Pat Buchanan. We'll share that with the audience, read some excerpts from it, and two great live appearances by Donald Trump, at least two. There were two that are publicized. I think he met with some other people on the side. He was in, any Pennsylvanian out there can correct me if I mispronounce the name here, Monessen, Pennsylvania. And he then crossed the Ohio River into St. Clairsville, Ohio. Well, no, he went from Monessen, Pennsylvania, across, I guess you'd call it the panhandle, maybe, of West Virginia, went through Wheeling, and then across the Ohio to St. Clairsville, Ohio. And apparently there were a lot of West Virginians in that audience, which was huge. He asked how many West Virginians are here, and he got an enormous roar. West Virginia, a state where Donald Trump is immensely popular. He carried the state by something like 20 points in the primaries, and he's leading Hillary Clinton by a similar margin now, apparently. That's another thing we'll do in today's show. We'll take a look at the latest in the polls, which are also more good news for the Trump phenomenon and for us patriots all around, as the Trump phenomenon continues to crush Crooked Hillary. On the Crooked Hillary front, another great installment of the National Enquirer. The tabloids are picking up, are reporting the news, where the New York Times, which prints only, it used to, back when it was a white newspaper, the New York Times printed, let's see, what was their motto? It was,
all the news is fixed.
Yeah, there's Paul Fromm. Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Yes, all the news that's fit to print. And now their new motto should be, if they had the courage to speak truthfully, their motto should be all the news that fits.
Yeah, that fits their bias.
And so we have to rely on the tabloids to fill the void, and they're doing that. They've got the National Enquirer has an excellent piece on Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton's marriage, and the title is, I don't have it in front of me, but the title runs something like this. I read it this morning in my newsstand, checkout stand. The biggest sham marriage in history, and it's by Dick Morris, the column, and it details, there's a lot of research that was done in this column. It reports the fact that with the emails that Hillary is having to turn over, we're learning her schedule, where she is, when she is, and she writes down in her schedule where Bill is and where she is. She notes this every night. Where is Bill spending the night, and where is she spending the night? She actually has a notation. Yeah.
Do we want to know that?
Well, yes. Curious minds want to know. Hillary actually writes down, where will I be tonight, and where will Bill be tonight? Who knows why she's logging this? You know, who knows the wicked ways of the twisted mind of Hillary Clinton? But the interesting thing for us is they're never in the same place at the same time. Bill is always somewhere else. Yeah, right. Bill is always somewhere else. So this is a sham marriage, folks. They don't live under the same roof. They're not at the same place at the same time. And this is the research in the Inquirer is very extensive. They note, for instance, Bill Clinton's big travel schedule. He is giving speeches and collecting enormous stipends everywhere he goes. And utterly corruptly, Hillary's never on those trips. She also engages in extensive travel. Bill is never on those trips. And then when they're not traveling, they're never under the same roof. If Hillary's in New York, Bill's in Washington. If Hillary's in Washington, Bill's somewhere else. And so anyway, so the National Enquirer did a great piece that will reach millions of people and lets them know that their candidate, Hillary Clinton, is a fraud, and the marriage is a fraud. So these are some of the developments that have occurred in the last 24 hours. Donald Trump, let me see, he just finished speaking in St. Clairsville, Ohio, and earlier this morning he was in Monessen, Pennsylvania. Notice that he is traveling through swing states, Ohio and Pennsylvania, both states that he will need to win. He doesn't have to win them, but these are the states. These are swing states. He needs to win a number of swing states in order to beat Hillary Clinton. So that's what we expect as his strategy. Here's a little audio from his morning speech. Here he is. Let's see if I can turn it up.
American workers. I'm going to direct the Secretary of Commerce to identify every violation of trade agreements a foreign country is currently using to harm you, the American worker.
What he's going to do first week in office.
I will then direct all appropriate agencies to use every tool under American and international law to end these abuses. And abuse is the right word.
Now, what's nice here, folks, is
number four, I'm going to tell our NAFTA partners that I intend to immediately renegotiate the terms of that agreement to get a better deal by a lot, not just a little, by a lot for our workers.
He's doing a list here of what he will do.
And if they don't agree to a renegotiation, which they might not, because they're so used to having their own way. Not with Trump. They won't have their own way. Then I will submit under Article 2205 of the NAFTA agreement that America intends to withdraw from the deal.
Nice.
Number five, I'm going to instruct my Treasury Secretary to label China a currency manipulator, which should have been done years ago. Any country that devalues their currency in order to take unfair advantage of the United States, which is many countries, will be met with sharply. And that includes tariffs and taxes.
Nice. Let me turn that down. Now, what you hear there, folks, this is in Monessen, Pennsylvania, this morning. Notice Paul and George. Donald Trump has pivoted to face crooked Hillary. He's now getting down to brass tacks. He's actually got numbers on his bullet points and absolutely specific programs. This, you know, the people in the New York Times, they've been, you know, it's part of their smear of Donald Trump. You know, well, he doesn't have a program. He doesn't have specifics. He is nailing it right down, and beautiful, beautiful points, labeling China, you know, a currency manipulator. And then he's got the specifics. He says, under Article 2205 of NAFTA, if these guys don't like what I'm doing, the renegotiation I put in front of them, we're out of there. Beautiful, yeah, beautiful.
This is the sort of muscular program that will help take America back, will help protect American workers, and will send a message to the absolutely conniving, crooked Chinese. I mean, their business practices are as crooked as a tapeworm. And I know Canada's been just battered by them, and so has the United States. And he didn't mention this, but the Red Chinese are notorious for economic espionage against the United States and basically the rest of the world. And, you know, they understand force. And what Donald Trump is saying, look, if you continue to mess with us, we're going to strike back. You know, we're going to slap a tariff on you. And China's trading partners are being abused for 30 years by their scuzzy tactics.
Yes, and now, Paul, you're right in parallel, you're thinking with Donald Trump's, because in this speech, and another point in the speech, he mentions, and he, later in the day in St. Clairsville, Ohio, he mentions again that the Chinese have ripped off America via hundreds of billions of dollars of just what you mentioned, trade espionage, industrial espionage, of course, and it also includes military espionage, and the two overlap, but the... I remember reading something, Trump addresses that head on. He's very focused, aware that the Chinese are stealing every piece of information they can illegally out of stripping American industry of its most valuable asset other than the American worker, which is our genius, the inventiveness, the creativeness, the ideas that, you know, that we created and that made our industry. They're stealing these. And their methods, as you say, Paul, very nefarious. This is not nice guy stuff. They regard any ethnic Chinese anywhere. This is the Red Chinese government. They regard any ethnic Chinese anywhere in the world as duty bound to, I don't know how what they call it, Mother China or whatever, but duty bound to do the bidding.
Spy is cheap for them.
Yeah, to spy, that you must, in other words, when somebody from the Red Chinese apparatus contacts you and says, hey, look, Feng Wao, you work in the this aircraft plant, and we really, really need to know the design of that wing. And you, we want you to go get the plans and the details and the computer information on this wing and bring it back to us. And if you don't, well, you know, Feng Wing, you know, we know where your family is. They're back in Shanghai. So, you know, what do you say? And so the result is that they have, and of course, then the attitude of the Chinese themselves is, this is, you know, I'm not casting any slur here. They're notorious or famous for being very compliant to authority. So it's very usual for these people to say to the apparatus, oh, okay, yeah, I'll go get that for you. So they have this spy network, in effect. All these employees, you know, these nice, smiling Chinese all over Canada and America and the whole world, they're out there just vacuuming up the most valuable asset any company has, which is its technology and information.
I was a good friend of Peter Brumelow's, and he was a speaker at the Council of Conservative Citizens annual meeting in Nashville about 4 years ago, and his name escapes me for a moment, but he is fluent in Mandarin. And he, one of the things he does is he watches the internet. And he said some of these chat rooms in the United States of Chinese who live in the United States. Not, we're not talking about overseas, Chinese back in China. People who have good jobs. Many of these people are endlessly contemptuous of the United States, and their loyalty is to communist China. You know, they may be making big bucks in the United States and doing well, but many of them have a very, very bad attitude to the United States. You know, they really are, or they can be, not all of them, of course, but, you know, what used to be called the fifth column. And that's a huge asset for the communist Chinese. And that, I think Trump is absolutely right America's got to get tough with these people.
Yeah, and Trump is doing the politically incorrect thing, which characterizes all of us here at this radio network and this show and our audience. We're politically incorrect people. We tell the truth. That's what political incorrectness amounts to now, is telling the truth. Donald Trump is absolutely fearless about telling, the truth about the behaviors of other peoples, the Mexicans, the Chinese. And he blends that with, you know, he does a very good job. His rhetoric is very good, Paul. He says he will then, you know, in the next paragraph say, I love Mexico. I love the Mexicans. I love China. I love the Chinese. The biggest bank in China, which is also, by the way, the biggest bank in the world, rents from me in one of my buildings in New York. And, you know, and so on. So he does a very good job, Paul, of not coming across as, just for lack of a better term, a hater. He doesn't come across as someone who's motivated by bitter feelings or anger. He comes across as someone who's simply motivated by love for our country and honesty. And doesn't hate the Chinese, doesn't hate the Mexicans, but he will call a spade a spade. If you are cheating us, I will call you, as he is going to have China. He's already said, I'm going to have China labeled as a, what is the term he used, a currency manipulator.
Yes.
And no American president has had the testosterone to say that, or probably even to think it. Let's listen to Donald Trump later in the day. Just a little while ago, he finished in St. Clairsville, Ohio, a little town across the Ohio River from Wheeling, West Virginia. Here he is.
A few things, and then, as you know, we had another suicide bombing. Istanbul, Turkey, many, many people killed, many, many people injured. Folks, there's something going on that's really, really bad. All right, it's bad. And we better get smart and we better get tough. But we're not going to have much of a country left, okay? It's bad.
Very good.
Yeah. Terrible. So I just left West Virginia, and I was with a group. Oh. Whoa.
Another huge crowd.
I didn't expect that. That's pretty good. That's our big... Who's from West Virginia? Wow. Well, you know, in the primaries, we won West Virginia by like 25 points. It was a wipeout. I think... I just saw a poll that we're 25 or 28 up. So I may never go back to West Virginia. What do I need? I mean, give me a break. No, I'll be back. I just left West Virginia. Some great people. Bob Murray. And I left a lot of miners. And a lot of miners that Hillary Clinton said...
We'll come back to Donald Trump. We've got a break coming up here. We'll go to your calls with Paul Fromm in Georgia, Maryland. Stay tuned.
Circling skies, turn the tide, twist and just an earth. Yes, I'm pretty.
Sand, mixtures, bridge.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball
headed for hell?
Don't get better than the hay.
It does not get better. We will never see his like again. But we'll try our best. And you know, country outlaw country musicians can try their best to, you know, come as close as they can to this, the mark that Merle Haggard's set, but they'll never be equal. Now we've got some exciting stuff here. I just was talking with George during the break. He's got a report on Nigel Farage, the leader of the United Kingdom Independence Party, UKIP. I found the audio, so I'll If you don't mind, just as a start to a report from George, I'll play a little of the audio of Nigel Farage today in the European Parliament. And let's hear what he has to say. Boy, and of course, this is his moment and our moment. And let me tell you, you can't see the visual here, but these European, the members of the European Parliament, MEPs, there are, you know, hundreds of them in the picture here, they look like they all ate something bad or whatever. That there's been a bereavement in the family. They look sick. Now, Nigel Farage is beaming from ear to ear. Here's what let's listen to him.
Well, thank you, Mr. Schultz. Isn't it funny? You know, when I came here 17 years ago, and I said that I wanted to lead a campaign to get Britain to leave the European Union, you all laughed at me. Well, I have to say, you're not laughing now, are you? And the reason you're so upset, the reason you're so angry, has been perfectly clear from all the angry exchanges this morning. You, as a political project, are in denial. You're in denial that your currency is failing. You're in denial. Well, just look at the Mediterranean. No, As a policy to impose poverty on Greece and the rest of the Mediterranean, you've done very well. And you're in denial over Mrs. Merkel's call last year for as many people as possible to cross the Mediterranean into the European Union has led to massive divisions between countries and within countries. But the biggest problem you've got, and the reason, the main reason the United Kingdom voted the way that it did, is you have, by stealth, by deception, without ever telling the truth to the British or the rest of the peoples of Europe, you have imposed upon them a political union. You've imposed upon them a political union. And when the people in 2005 in the Netherlands and France voted against that political union, when they rejected the Constitution, you simply ignored them and brought the Lisbon Treaty in through the back door. What happened last Thursday was a remarkable result. It was indeed a seismic result, not just for British politics, for European politics, but perhaps even for global politics too. Because what the little people did, what the ordinary people did, what the people who have been oppressed over the last few years and seen their living standards go down, they rejected the multinationals. They rejected the merchant banks. They rejected big politics. And they said, actually, we want our country back. We want our fishing waters back. We want our borders back. We want to be an independent, self-governing, normal nation. And that is what we have done. And that is what must happen.
Oh, beautiful. We got a break. Wonderful from Nigel Farage. We're going to hear from George right after the break on this biggest event in recent times.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks. Just before the break, we were listening to Nigel Farage, F-A-R-A-G-E, the leader of the United Kingdom Independence Party, UKIP, and he just mentioned that when he got to the European Parliament in Brussels, this is the scene we were just listening to, was at the, they call it their debating chamber, their the hemicycle. Debating chamber, 751 members of the European Parliament there listening to Nigel Farage. It was a packed house. Every seat was occupied. Very, very important session. And right at the front of the entire hemicycle, all around him in a big, giant sort of amphitheater, Nigel Farage has these people. They're hissing and hooting and muttering, twittering their pencils and tapping their fingers on their tables. You heard the German president, speaker, in effect, of the European Parliament, Martin Schulz, telling the people to shut up, that, you know, it's you listen to somebody. In a democracy, you listen, even if you disagree. And so Nigel Farage making the point that his 73 United Kingdom members of the European Parliament are going to be leaving. That's one-tenth of European Parliament, 751 members. And boy, now George, your commentary on this. Thanks for noticing this story.
Thank you, James. Okay, this was an extremely extraordinary event today. We had basically the de facto leader of the British nation fly over to, I don't think he might have drove, but he went to this European Union, he looked them all in the eye and told you all of them where to stick it, in no uncertain terms, with total defiance. I mean, words spoken in anger like that between European leaders have not happened in my lifetime. I think you probably have to go all the way back to the Nuremberg trials to have anger like that of, you know, the leader of Pax Britannia, the leader of John Bull. He, part of the things he said in there says, none of you people have ever held a real job in your life. You've never met a payroll. You've never created a job. And guess what? We're getting rid of you. I like this as a template for Trump. Because Mr. Farage, you know, he's taken a beating from both sides. The nationalists don't like him because he's not nationalist enough. The other side doesn't like him for obvious reasons. But watching him in action, I mean, here's a man to follow. And he didn't have anybody helping him. And he wasn't armed. And he went into 750 socialist, $300,000 a year people and told them all to F themselves. I was extremely impressed. What a great, you know, Nigel Farage, my hat's off to you. And Donald Trump, I hope you're watching. That's the kind of defiance you need to show to the powers that be on this side of the Atlantic.
Yes,
I agree with you, George. Farage did was just amazing. Now, I wouldn't agree that all those members of Parliament are all socialists. So there are a fair number of nationalists, like members of the National Front National and others. But yeah, a majority there are just overfed, overstuffed time servers. And Farage, you know, is calling them on the totalitarian nature of the European Union, the dictatorship from Brussels, the unelected bureaucrats that. That was part of the reason that Britain voted to leave. It's an attempt to reestablish sovereignty. That Britain will rule Britain rather than Brussels will rule Britain.
Yes, great speech. And then this segues perfectly, George and Paul, into the yesterday's column came out today from Pat Buchanan, entitled After Brexit, A Trump Path to Victory, echoing Nigel Farage, and as you say, George and Paul, as the template for Donald Trump. Here's what Pat Buchanan writes. Some of us have long predicted the breakup of the European Union. The cousins, capital C on cousins, appear to have just delivered the coup de grace. England voted for independence. These people, with their unique history, language, and culture, want to write their own laws and rule themselves. Sounds like Nigel Farage, doesn't it? The English wish to remain who they are, and they do not want their country to become, in Theodore Roosevelt's phrase, a polyglot boarding house for the world. That's actually what Theodore Roosevelt described as immigration would lead to, a polyglot boarding house.
Boy, and that barely describes what we really have in the United States today.
Yeah. From patriots of all nations, congratulations are in order. It will all begin to unravel now, over there, and soon over here. Boy, what a speechwriter Pat Buchanan is. Across Europe, tribalism of all strains. I'm trying to sound eloquent here because you read words as magnificent as this, you have to try to be eloquent. Pat Buchanan was Nixon's greatest speechwriter, and Reagan too. He is. Across Europe, tribalism of all strains is resurgent. Not only does the EU appear to be breaking up, countries appear about to break up. I'm going to skip down a little bit. Ethno-nationalism, I love that word, seems everywhere ascendant. Yet looking back in history, is this not the way the world has been going for some centuries now? The disintegration of the EU into its component nations would follow, as Vladimir Putin helpfully points out, the dissolution of the USSR into 15 nations and the breakup of Yugoslavia into seven. Czechoslovakia has lately split in two. Now skip a little bit more. People want to rule themselves and be themselves, separate from all others. Palestinians want their own nation. Israelis want a, quote, Jewish state, unquote. On Cyprus, Turks and Greeks seem happier apart. Kurds are fighting to secede from Turkey and Iraq, and perhaps soon from Syria and Iran. Afghanistan appears to be splintering into regions dominated by Pashtuns, Hazaras, Uzbeks, and Tajiks. And he goes on, he lists a catalog of these other splits. Nor is America immune to the populist sentiments surging in Europe. And as Brexit swept the native-born English outside of multiracial, multi-ethnic, multicultural, multilingual London, populist nationalist Donald Trump and anti-establishment swept the native-born white working and middle classes in the primaries. In Britain, all the mainstream parties, Labour, Tory, Liberal Democrat, Scottish National, supported Remain, all lost. Nigel Farage's UK Independence Party alone won. In the past 6 months, millions of Democrats voted for a 74-year-old socialist against the establishment choice, Hillary Clinton, as Bush-Romney-Ryan Republicanism was massively repudiated in the Republican primaries. As Trump said last week, quote, we got here because we switched from a policy of Americanism, focusing on what's good for America's middle class. And when he says we got here, Trump's talking about the predicament we're in, to a policy of globalism, focusing on how to make money for large corporations who can move their wealth and workers to foreign countries, all to the detriment of the American worker and the American economy. Then Pat goes on with more details. And he says, what might a Trumpian policy of Americanism over globalism entail? A 10 to 20% tariff on manufactured goods to wipe out the trade deficit in goods, with the hundreds of billions in revenue used to slash or eliminate corporate taxes in the USA. Every U.S. business would benefit. Every global company would have an incentive not only to move production here, but its headquarters here. An America-first immigration policy would secure the border, cut legal immigration to tighten U.S. labor markets, strictly enforce U.S. laws against those breaking into our country, and get tough with businesses that make a practice of hiring people here illegally. Right. In Europe and America, corporate, financial, and political elites are increasingly disrespected, and transnationalism, sounds like transgenderism, transnationalism is receding. An anti-establishment, nationalist, populist wave is surging across Europe and the USA. It is an anti-insider, anti-Clinton wave, and Trump could ride it to victory. And of course, all of us will be on that wave to victory. So, George, Paul.
I just thought this was another red letter day. I'm a British statesman standing up and thumbing his nose at the corporate world. Can you imagine that? We're not seeing Tony Blair, and we're not seeing all the other he's not Harold Wilson, he's not even Margaret Thatcher. He's going, we're the Brits, and you can go stick it.
Yeah.
Thank God for you, Mr. Farage. You have my vote.
Yeah, and he's got that same self-assurance and strength that you see in Donald Trump. He's so self-assured here in front of this 751, most of them worthless, but yes, some good MEPs there among the 751, but it's distinctly a minority, but it's growing fast. Let's listen to him just for a moment more to this wonderful defiance today.
And in doing so, we now offer a beacon of hope to Democrats across the rest of the European continent. I'll make one prediction this morning. The United Kingdom will not be the last member state to leave the European Union. So the question is, what do we do next? Now, it is up to the British government to invoke Article 50. And I have to say that I don't think we should spend too long in doing it. I totally agree, Mr. Juncker, that the British people have voted. We need to make sure that it happens. But what I would like to see is a grown-up and sensible attitude to how we negotiate a different relationship. Now, I know that virtually none of you have ever done a proper job in your lives or worked in business or worked in trade or indeed ever created a job. But listen, just listen.
Herr Farage.
Augenblick.
Mr. Farage, just a second.
Liebe Kolleginnen und Kollegen, bei allem Verständnis für Ihre Aufregung, Sie benehmen sich gerade wie Jukic sich normalerweise hier in diesem Haus benimmt. Also kopieren. Kopieren Sie sie nicht. Herr Farage, ich will Ihnen allerdings eins sagen. Ihre Äußerung, dass die Kollegen hier in diesem Hause niemals einen ordentlichen Job gemacht hätten, die müssen nicht von sich auf andere schließen, das geht so nicht.
Now you're quite right, Mr. Schultz. UKIP used to protest against the establishment, and now the establishment protests against UKIP. So something has happened here. Let us listen to some simple, pragmatic economics. We, between us, between your countries and my country, we do an enormous amount of business in goods and services. That trade is mutually beneficial to both of us. That trade matters. If you were to decide to cut off your noses, to spite your faces, and to reject any idea of a sensible trade deal, the consequences would be far worse for you than it would be for us. And I, even no deal is better for the United Kingdom than the current rotten deal that we've got. But if we were to move to a position where tariffs were reintroduced on products like motor cars, then hundreds of thousands of German workers would risk losing their jobs. So why don't we just be pragmatic, sensible, grown up, realistic, and let's cut between us a sensible tariff-free deal, and thereafter, recognize that the United Kingdom will be your friend, that we will trade with you, we will cooperate with you, we will be your best friends in the world. But do that, do it sensibly, and allow us to go off and pursue our global ambitions and future. Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, listen, they're hooting in there. Wow. And that was Nigel Farage at the European Parliament. So we actually got to hear his whole talk there, Paul.
No, you can hear them barking. I mean, some of those people were barking at him. Like animals.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're muttering all over the hall. They're tapping their pencils and stomping their feet. Utterly rude. Martin Schulz, the president, admonishing them to shut up and listen to him. But he's so eloquent. The mic allowed him to speak over the attempted interruption. And my gosh, just wonderful. None of you have ever had a proper job. I recognize practically.
There you have it, James. This is not your father's common market. I mean, the common market was a whole different beast than the EU. The EU can't collapse fast enough. You know, it's a fiat currency without a country. Everybody's miserable. You ever watch this Mario Draghi talk for 20 minutes and you want to throw up? So thank goodness someone has stood up to it, and it's Nigel Farage. He ought to be the next prime minister for sure.
Yeah,
well, funny. There may well be, according to Farage, a complete realignment in the next 6 months. Both mainline parties, the Conservatives and Labour, are in complete disarray. Cameron has stepped down, or will step down in the next month or two. But he's announced he will. A lot of people in the Conservative Party supported Brexit, so they'll be looking for somebody to represent them. But there's strong pro-Europe elements in the party as well. The Labour Party was pro-Europe, and their leader was not particularly strong in campaigning for Europe. Many of the strongest Brexit ridings were Brexit areas were Labour strongholds. So the lefties, I mean the pro-Europe people in the Labour Party are furious at their leader. A dozen members of the shadow cabinet have resigned. The Labour Party's in complete disarray. And the big question is going to be, who is going to lead Britain in the negotiations? And if the person isn't committed to leaving, it's going to be a mess. So I think you may well see a political realignment. We're in for interesting times, and I think that's one of the things that has a lot of the establishment so scared.
Well, we'll come right back to this, Paul. You've got the mic when we come back after this last break.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, wrapping up the show, we've just got a couple of minutes left. We've got Paul Fromm with us from Canada and George from Maryland, and we hit, in our very short show, we packed some really valuable material for you. The big one, thank you, George, for spotting Nigel Farage's speech at the European Parliament today, just shaming the 750 other members of that Parliament, who are those that are globalists anyway. That's really the highlight, and it ties right in with the best column of the day, Pat Buchanan's entitled, what's his title again? He says, After Brexit, a Trump Path to Victory. So we really tied those together. We brought you Trump from Manesson, Pennsylvania, and nearby nearby St. Clairsville, Ohio, today. He doesn't have an announced schedule for tomorrow, but the next day, Wednesday, he does have. I'm sorry, correction. Donald Trump will be in Bangor, Maine tomorrow at 4 p.m., so that means we will have that audio for you in our show tomorrow. So you want to tune in for the Bangor, Maine event tomorrow. Then also just kind of taking care of our housekeeping here as we end the show, remember to check out the American Freedom Party's website. The AFP is the sponsor of this show. We're on 5 days a week, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and Sunday, 3 to 5 Eastern, with our American Freedom Party report. 6 days a week, we're on the air. Check the schedule at republicbroadcasting.org, but please support the American Freedom Party. Consider joining. It's only $25. Support this show. You can do that by mailing in a contribution to James Kelso, me. Our P.O. Box is P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, MN, 56721. And we have gotten some support on that, in that P.O. Box, and I'll acknowledge that help, and thank you very much for helping. And let me also say sorry, we've got a couple callers who are hung up, and we didn't get to those calls. The reason being, I wanted to play all of that Nigel Farage gem. And that's, you have to call it a gem, don't you, George?
It's a momentous event. Defy, and insult your enemy at all costs.
And Paul, it's been years that we've been waiting for this sort of thing. You must be sleeping like a baby at night.
I'm telling you, there are big things happening, and everything. I shouldn't say everything. There are a few good columnists in the Canadian papers that get it about the widespread anger in the United States and Europe against the internationalist establishment and the immigration invasion and the fact the elites simply ignore people. They just don't. Well, the charitable explanation is they just don't get it. The uncharitable explanation is they just don't care. But they're scared now. But most columnists are say, just repeating that anybody who voted for Brexit was stupid or uneducated or old.
They are flailing about, Paul, and it is wonderful to behold. We'll see you all again tomorrow night on the Trump Phenomenon. So long.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Over. RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.